Good afternoon, Leighton. Welcome to Southern FM.
Thank you, Andrew. Nice to join with you this afternoon.
We, of course, hear a lot about AUSSET in the media. Perhaps you could just give us an overview of what AUSSET actually does, what sort of company it is.
Certainly, happy to do that. AUSSET was originally set up in November 1981, in fact, set up as a established in November 1981, as I say, as a company to be originally sold off. At least 49% of the shareholding was planned to be sold to the public. So it was set up as a commercial organisation, in fact, under company law, not a statutory corporation. So it was a fairly unique government creation back when it was established. Today, of course, it's what's known as a government business enterprise, with the shareholding 100% held by the Commonwealth Government. AUSSET is a satellite owner and operator, and in fact we have three satellites in orbit. We provide a range of satellite-based services, and our charter under existing legislation limits us to the provision of what we term private network services. In other words, we're not able under the legislation to provide public services such as a telephone service to the general public or public data services. These remain currently the province of Telecom, the major carrier in Australia. But you may well be aware, of course, and I'm sure many of your listeners will be aware, that AUSSET will be sold as part of the government's current move towards deregulating the Australian industry. That sale process is proceeding according to schedule at the present time. We would expect that tenders are likely to be called for the sale of AUSSET in about July, August, with the sale to be completed by the end of the year. And at that stage, the new carrier, whoever that might be, the new owners, whoever that might be, will be able to compete fully across the market, provide all sorts of telecommunication services, telephone services, broadcasting services, data services, and will also be able to utilise not just satellite technology, but every other form of communications technology available to AUSSET. So that's about what's happening in a potted version.
So you'll become a general carrier?
AUSSET will become, in fact, Australia's second general carrier with the licences to carry all forms of communications, including a second cellular licence for the provision of cellular telephone services, and indeed to compete fully with Telecom in that sense. Ultimately, the market will be totally deregulated, and by the end of 1997, in fact, there will be no restrictions on the numbers of carriers.
What about pay TV? Will you be allowed to carry that?
Well, that remains a subject for a government decision. AUSSET has proposed to the government that it has the technology to carry the delivery of pay TV direct to the home on its new generations of satellites, and we have recommended to the government that it takes a technology neutral decision. In other words, it does not exclude the satellite, nor indeed does it exclude fibre optics as a means of delivering, but we believe that the satellite can provide a delivery mechanism to some 90% of the population from day one. It's a relatively well-proven technology for the delivery of those types of services, and the fibre optics has yet to get to the home, and certainly from day one won't cover 90% of the population, whereas the satellite can. The government has not made a decision to introduce pay TV at the present time. AUSSET is not seeking a monopoly. It does not want exclusivity, has not sought exclusivity for the delivery of that service. But we're hopeful that the government will, in fact, recommend that that pay TV be introduced, and that the satellite will play a very key role, certainly in the initial years of pay TV in this country.
And how much of the shareholding will the government be looking to sell off?
100%.
So it'll be totally private company?
Totally private company, yes.
I see. And you've got your new OSAT B series due for launch. When's the first launch of that due?
The first launch is currently scheduled for about February, March 1992, first quarter of 1992. With the second one following in the latter part of 1992, probably around about August, September 1992. Don't have firm dates at the present time, but it's on schedule. The rocket has been test-fired in China, and quite successfully, and the building program for the satellites is well advanced, with the satellites now, in fact, more than half completed.
That's quite a novel feature, isn't it, the fact that Australia will be using a Chinese satellite, a Chinese rocket?
We're the first major Western customer for the Chinese Long March rocket. Yes, it was quite groundbreaking in terms of trade for between Australia and China for us to choose the Long March rocket, yes.
Has that given you any particular difficulties or...?
No, none whatsoever. There was a very thorough examination of the launch system carried out before we made the decision, obviously. They have a very reliable rocket system that is based on fairly non-sophisticated technology. It's not as sophisticated as some of the launches, but it does provide extremely efficient and very reliable services, and we were very satisfied with the technical capability of the system when we chose it.
In what way does the new B series of satellites differ from the A series?
Well, its major difference is in the area of mobile communications, the ability to deliver voice and data communications direct from satellites with moving vehicles, be they cars, trucks, boats, planes, or whatever. As you drive along, you can use it as you would a normal cellular type telephone. It's not a cellular, but communicating directly through the satellite. That would be, without question, the major advance that the system has on the existing satellites, because the technology is relatively new in development. In fact, OSAT, in developing the L-band mobile capability, is really leading the world, and we will have our system in operation some 18 months ahead of the North Americans, who will be following it, but clearly are very much involved in the development of the technology.
So a truckie in Northern Territory wants to communicate with head office in Sydney. What equipment will be needed? What service actually can they get?
Well, he'll be able to get basically two services. One would be a data service for paging, or in fact being able to type in computer type messages and send those back, or a telephone service that would not look too dissimilar to an existing cellular telephone, where he could literally have voice communications with his head office or his home or any other telephone service.
Do you see the Motorola Iridium project having any impact on your service?
Well, also it's very interested in the Motorola Iridium system, and in fact we have had considerable discussion with Motorola and indicated our interests to become involved in that process as it develops. We will be looking perhaps to establish some form of tentative agreement with them in due course, and as I say, we are keenly interested in that development. No, we don't. We see it as complementary to our existing services, the types of services that we will be operating on L-band, and as technology obviously develops in this region and this area, we want to be part of that. We've been at the leading edge of it, and we intend to remain at the leading edge of it, so we'd welcome participation in the Iridium project.
I see. And the OSAT-B satellite will continue the home and community broadcast satellite service?
Oh, yes. The B-series services will be continuing all of the services that we have currently established, all the direct broadcast type services, such as the one you mentioned. The regional commercial television services will continue on, as will virtually all the other, all of the other services that we currently provide. We'll have the addition of these mobile satellite communications, which in some instances will provide very cost-effective communications to the outback regions.
Well, thank you, Leighton, for joining us on Southern FM.
Thank you, Andrew.
The Australian government has been considering the future direction of Australia's OSSAT satellite system. Similarly, 2 weeks ago, Cabinet discussed and deferred its decision on the future of pay TV in this country. Most of us would be familiar with Sky Channel, a non-public version of pay TV. OSSAT has been a leading contender for the provision of pay TV. You've just heard an interview Andrew Rennie was able to conduct last week with Leighton Farrell, the Manager of Corporate Relations and Public Affairs at OSSAT.